Oh, down south in Blanco, Texas, we got a little place down there called Camp Howdy. Give me a good mini Pearl Howdy. Well, me and Jerry were down there searching for spiritual sport last week, and we were sitting around in the campfire kind of surprising ourselves, you know. Do you do that yogic practice out here? When out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre. He had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat and a leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire. And he sucked up all the flames. Blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, looked at us and said, "Oh, what are you boys? Hippies? Howdy. We're yonder. I believe you are. Now, youns, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We're going to fly with the free Mexican Air Force." Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire and went on back into our yonder L.L. Bean catalog tent. We pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap, slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. And we were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across a bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. And we climbed aboard and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat and I felt proud. Then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines, and they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. Low. As we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead, and as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo," I called him Bo, "this thing fly?" "Oh, what are you, boy, superstitious?" Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. Plummeting down through the void, I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. And he just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end, and the fuse was lit. And he popped the other end in my mouth and blew on the fuse. Spiritual sport began to take on a new dimension. I turned to mention this dimension to Beauregard, and he just smiled and handed me a bottle filled with a golden elixir. And as I looked in the bottom of the bottle of the golden elixir, I spied a little green worm. And the worm was smiling at me. And the worm said, "Kiss me, you fool." Olay, I did kiss the worm. Then Beauregard looked over at me with a kindly look in his eye, full of confidence and love. And he said to me, "Thank you." Hey, man, you drive. So I grabbed hold of the little wheel and I pulled back. Upwards we flew. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind.